It's her constitutional duty. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News, but Vice President Kamala Harris says she does not expect to ever have to step in and take over for President Biden, calling the idea hypothetical.
As polls show Americans concerned about President Biden's age, Vice President Harris says she's ready to be commander-in-chief, but doesn't expect that to happen anytime soon, even if the president wins re-election.
But Joe Biden's going to be fine, so that is not going to come to fruition.
Harris, during an interview with the Associated Press, touted the president's ability to handle complicated issues when asked about his age. She also says that when it comes to President Trump's legal battles, that people need to be held accountable, but he will have his day in court. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Former Proud Boys right-wing militia leader Enrique Tarrio apologizes and says he's done with politics, now serving a 22-year prison sentence for leading a conspiracy to storm the Capitol during Joe Biden's Electoral College certification.
The government requested 33 years, but ultimately Judge Tim Kelly, a Donald Trump appointee, felt 22 years fit the crime better. Tarrio was not even in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021. He was arrested 2 days before in Washington for burning a Black Lives Matter banner and possessing high-capacity firearm magazines. A judge ordered him to leave the city on January 5th of 2021.
Fox's David Spunt, Tarrio's attorneys say they will appeal the sentence. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Ukraine is expected to announce another $1 billion in American aid to support the fight against Russia.
I'm here first and foremost to demonstrate our ongoing and determined support for Ukraine as it deals with this aggression.
He's scheduled to meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky this evening. Tropical Storm Lee is expected to reach hurricane strength today or early tomorrow. Forecasters say it's too soon to tell if it'll ever hit the U.S. East Coast. Most models say it'll turn away back out of sea. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
New indictment against protesters trying to stop construction of a police training site outside Atlanta.
Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr announcing charges against 61 defendants under the state's RICO Act.
Some are also charged with domestic terrorism, attempted arson in the first degree, and money laundering.
Racketeering and other counts stemming from what prosecutors allege is a years-long conspiracy by activists to block the construction of the Atlanta Public Safety Training Center, which critics have dubbed Cop City.
They're willing to bring about such changes, quote, by any means necessary.
The indictment lays out some of those alleged acts of violence by demonstrators, with some charges dating back to 2020's widespread racial justice protests, activists calling the indictment anti-democratic. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Drug intoxication is suspected in the death of a man at the Burning Man event in Nevada Friday. The medical response delayed by heavy rain that trapped tens of thousands of people. The muddy mass exodus that started Monday continues. Some attendees say they're staying behind to party now that the weak have been weeded out. Millions of people in Afghanistan are losing food assistance from the United Nations.
The return of the Taliban 2 years ago saw the destruction of much of Afghanistan's economy. More than ever, people are dependent on international aid to avoid starvation. And more than ever, that aid is harder to come by. Selway Lee from the World Food Programme says they face a massive funding shortfall.
WFP has to cut 10 million people from emergency food assistance. This is not sustainable.
The WFP warns without more money, hunger and malnutrition will rise, and over a million mothers and newborns will miss out on specialized help. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Tom Tebow announces his retirement after 7 seasons in the National Football League, the first openly gay active player in the NFL, linebacker for Cleveland, Tampa Bay, and Las Vegas. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois American Water and Shaw Brothers closing a segment of 5th Street in order to retire water service and patch pavement. Maintenance being done at 409 East Springfield Avenue. The road closed between Springfield Avenue and Healy Street. The closure started this Tuesday. It'll end Monday, September 11. Champaign County Crime Stoppers looking for a man who used phony cash last month at Walgreens. Police say that suspect went into the store at 302 East University Avenue in Urbana August 23rd to deposit cash into a Cash App account and gave the cashier five $100 bills that the store officials later learned counterfeit. Champaign Health District's annual Scrap Tire Disposal Day is coming up. The event Saturday, September 9, 9, 8, and noon at the Champaign County Fairgrounds. All participants invited to enter the Park Avenue entrance and exit through the Henry Street gate to the Champaign County Fairgrounds. Once again, the day Saturday and the time 9, 8 to noon. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, we want to check our weather. We heard some rain overnight. Did not amount to a whole bunch. Our weather right now brought to you by Carl.
And if you're a man over his 50s, it's time to have the talk about prostate cancer screenings. If you need more information and to learn about the risk factors, head to carl.org for details.
All right, it's our meteorologist, Greg Solier. A little rain overnight, never heard anything for our farmer friends. But we've got to get cooler here coming days, huh?
Yeah, and there's still some shower prospects around here as the day wears on today, but very much random and hit and miss and scattered at best. Most of the real solid organized rains, it did bring about a quick almost a half inch at Willard, about a tenth to a quarter west of here, half to an inch towards at least the Indiana line, and then 3 to 4 in some of the gauges, and still some ongoing flood warnings, parts of Kankakee and Will counties. Those showers and thunderstorms are lined up now at and east of I-65. West Lafayette up to South Bend and into southwest lower Michigan and a little batch over northwest Ohio as well. But warm, humid weather and then some little more September feel around these parts here in the coming days, and relief, a knock on the door at Lawrence, Kansas as well for Illini football Friday evening. No real substantial heat or humidity expected there. Here now, 74 at Willard in Savoy, 72 at Rantoul and over at Danville. Partly sunny day today, warm, humid high at about 86, and still may see a random shower thunderstorm late this morning and again this afternoon. Those are gone by this evening with a breeze that will shift from southwest gusty this afternoon into the west-northwest for tonight and northerly for the day tomorrow. Well, bottom out tonight, cooler, a little less humid at 63, cooler and less humid for the day tomorrow, and a high temperature at about 76 with a partly sunny sky with the aforementioned north wind. Well, bottom out in the mid to upper 50s tomorrow night and likely see several nights of lows into the 50s around here right through early next week. Gorgeous weather for Friday and the weekend at about 76 or so here for Friday. High temperatures over the weekend between about 77, 78 degrees by Sunday, and we're in the upper 70s for Monday. Next to shower business in here for late Monday night and or Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, ALS is a devastating, horrible thing, and many of us know people. I have one of my best friends that has this. It's horrible. Harsha Grajo, how are you?
I'm fine, Stevie. How are you?
Your father had ALS.
Good morning, Diane.
Mother
had ALS? Mm-hmm.
My mom had ALS,
It's just, we just don't know enough about this, man. How it just comes, and then you're there, and it's 2 to 5 years, and you lose all muscular, can't speak, can't. It's a horrible way to die.
It is a very horrible way to die. My mom had no idea that she had it. She just started losing feeling in one of her feet, in her right foot. And then she noticed that she was having a hard time being able to lift up her foot. Mm. And when the, right before the diagnosis actually happened, she was walking to that World Market over on Prospect. And okay. And she wasn't able to get her foot over the curb, and she face planted.
Mm.
The whole staff of the store came out, and they looked at her, and she was bleeding out of her face, things like that. They took her to the emergency room. We ended up taking her to the Mayo Clinic, where they diagnosed her with ALS.
Hard to diagnose, isn't it?
Right.
Oh, there's a an EMG is what they call it, but it's actually a test that tests your electrical impulses that go from your brain to your body, and it's an amazing diagnosis. But yeah, that's what you have to go through. You go through an MRI, you go through a couple of other things, but this EMG is what really.
Well, we don't know what causes it.
Nope. It could be there's a very small chance that it's hereditary, less than 5% chance that it's hereditary. If your parents get it, there's a chance that you can get it. But for the most part, 95% of the cases, they have no idea where it comes from.
And this is, you know, more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, because he was the first one to really give it the worldwide attention of what this thing was. It's been around a long time.
It's been a long,
is
around
it
a long
higher
time.
Incidence or more publicity? What is it? Is it more people getting it or about,
you know,
the same?
I got to admit that when I, you know, found out that my mom had ALS, I knew next to nothing about it other than what you just talked about, how Lou Gehrig had it. I had no idea. I thought it was very, very rare. And it is, but every 90 minutes, somebody actually gets diagnosed with ALS.
Goodness. Well.
And it, as you said at the beginning of this, interview, it affects people that you're just out of random, you know, a family friend, all of a sudden they have.
We've all known people. Are we making strides on all these walks and all the money being raised? You think they're making strides?
I sure hope so. The FDA approved a medicine either last year or late the year before. And it basically extends your life by maybe a month or two. And that's about as far as we've gotten with ALS research. The ALS Association, which I'm associated with, actually focuses on making it livable as opposed to doing a lot of money for research. We do donate money to research, don't get me wrong. But we're more focused on you as an ALS patient and making it livable for you, giving you the tools that you need to get through a daily existence.
Right. These walks on Sunday, September 10th, around Central Illinois, help fund support groups, equipment lending, adaptive technology devices, caregiver support groups, bereavement groups, and, you know, then you mentioned research. How many, Harsha, have you tapped into on some of those key points with the ALS Association?
Well, like I said, when my mom got ALS, I had no idea where to turn to, who to turn to. I got lucky and found the ALS Association. And we hooked up with a woman by the name of Kelly out of Peoria. She came down and she visited us and walked us through what the process would be. And it was much nicer talking to her than it was talking to the Mayo doctors, because she was comforting. She was
empathetic, maybe.
I mean, she's seen patients come and go, and I don't mean it to sound like that, but she's held the hands of patients as they passed away.
Right.
So she walked us through what to expect. She walked through our house, said, you know, you're going to need to change this, because when your mom starts falling or when she loses mobility, you need to get rid of this or else she'll crack her head. I mean, it was just amazing. Literally just amazing.
The insight.
And then the next thing we knew, we had a chair that helped my mom get around the house. After that, we got a big lazy boy, an operated lazy boy that we didn't pay for, that allowed my mom to relax so that she could breathe easier. We got oxygen tanks. We got hooked up with caregiver service that we could afford. It was absolutely amazing what the ALS Association did for us.
I want to say we've been doing this 7 years, and it seems like the team that you've, you know, rallied have just been there every year. And your mom was at the beginning of that, right?
Well, I have been associated with it for 4 years. Okay. My mom got diagnosed in 2019, so my first walk was in 2019.
Okay.
We lost her in 2020. So since then, I've been pushing her wheelchair and remembering her that way. But yeah, I've been proud to be associated with
That's
since
right.
2019.
All right, so there are many walks this weekend. I know one we have at 9 a.m. Walk begins at 10 a.m. at Hessel Park Champaign. I'm promoting the one here in Philo on Sunday. It's over at Hazen Park. They're going to gather at 4, start their walk about 4:30, and you know, have food and raffle here in Philo at Hazen Park if you want to support ALS and the cause around all of it. And it is significant, not to mention the mental toll and the physical toll on family that pray and do everything they can for support. But, you know, it's just good to have people and friends empathize, understand, and love.
Yeah, you know, you bring up an amazing point. I don't like to, you know, bring religion into everything and make people feel uncomfortable, but I lost my faith in God when my mom got diagnosed. I couldn't figure out how.
Why did this happen?
Yeah, I really couldn't. You know, in my world, my mom was a great woman. Why would God want to take her, and why would God give her something like this, which would cause her so much pain? And And she helped me find my faith again. She helped me relieve that mental toll, that anger that I felt all the time.
Because she had it.
Because she...
She was strong through it.
She was. Yeah, that's, she really was. Worst, she guided me through.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think it's weird, but ALS gives people that strength. Yeah. I didn't have that strength.
Okay.
My mom helped me find it. The ALS Association helped me find it. They brought me back. They brought my faith back. They brought
Thanks for sharing your
back.
Story.
Yeah,
on
I
show.
Tell you what, it's one thing I do know is we can't understand everything. It's just you just kind of give that up and understand you just don't know.
Yeah.
And that's and that's hard sometimes because we're in control of everything, right? I mean, yeah,
exactly. And so I'm a manager of a restaurant. I control everything. Yeah. Why can't I control this part of
Let
my life?
Go. Yeah. Let God.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Well, Harsha Garajal, I'm glad you came in today to promote this, and I hope people are able to get to whatever location for their mini walk. Mm-hmm. The one in Philo again Sunday at 4:30 is when they'll start. Hessel Park's at 9 a.m. Walk begins at 10 a.m. How can people find out more locally about ALS?
There is a website that you can go to.
Web.alsa.org/champagne if you want the champagne walk at Hessel coming up on Sunday the 10th.
And I would love to come and walk in your walk. Well, I will walk in my walk in the morning, and then I'm going to work a little bit at the restaurant, and then I will make a point to come here and walk
with
you.
Well, we appreciate all you're doing.
Well, and thank
good
you
to
so
see
much.
You. You're kind of like Cher. Everybody knows you as Harsha.
That's right. You just need the first name.
Sergio. Yeah, everybody knows you as one.
I mean, it used to be Cracker Barrel. Now it's Baxter's.
Yeah. And it's so funny that you should say that, because I was driving home and I was talking to my wife and I said the same thing. I said, you know, I don't think I actually have a last name anymore. I think I'm... I'm the male share.
It's Sam at the iHoot. That's Sam. Right. It's just one name.
Yeah.
Harsha, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you. Thank
it's
you.
So nice to see both of you. Right. I appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for all you're doing.
Before you walk down the aisle, Busey suggests sending a solid financial footing. The expert suggests you follow financial intimacy with talking about it. Consider individual spending and savings habits. Share exactly where you are with your credit stuff. Don't forget you develop a plan to shoot down existing debt so you get out of the thing. When you're just starting or you're celebrating your milestone anniversary, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. Keep and manage all your accounts in one place with 5 lines of business, personal mortgage, business cash management, and wealth management. And Busey is there for all of it. And again, if you want to talk to somebody super, super good at this, you can meet with somebody from Busey and they'll walk you through everything, give you all kinds of options. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, member FDIC.
Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign, Van Ann this Saturday, and this spell of late season heat and humidity continues on, but relief inside for the day. Tomorrow, at least an approaching cold front, we'll feel it on Thursday around here, and temperatures back down to more seasonal expectations over the weekend and early next week as well. And for folks looking for a little more rainfall, perhaps some of that into the forecast mid to late next week as well. Hot and humid again for the day today, partly sunny up around 90, and a slim chance for a stray shower this morning, maybe an isolated thunder. thunderstorm this afternoon. Warm and humid for tonight. Isolated shower thunderstorm around this evening. Low down to 74. Partly sunny. Very warm and humid for the day tomorrow. Somewhat better odds for a couple of showers and thunderstorms later morning and afternoon tomorrow. And spots with a high around 87 degrees. So early evening showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Low down to 63. Cooler and less humid for the day on Thursday. Partly sunny, 76 for the mid-70s on Friday. Gorgeous weather for the weekend with mid to upper 70s for daytime highs. Overnight readings will bottom out in the 50s. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Craig Soldier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Americans continued to buy a lot of things from other countries last month. The trade deficit rose to $65 billion in July. Economists were predicting an even larger trade deficit in July. Crude oil prices have come off yesterday's $90 a barrel mark. The jump followed Russia and Saudi Arabia extending production cuts to the end of the year. The Mortgage Bankers Association's average for a 30-year fixed rate declined to 7.21% last week, but the group says mortgage demand dropped to the lowest level in nearly three decades. The Wall Street Journal says two European rail companies, Siemens and Alstom, are fighting for the contract to supply high-speed equipment for the planned Los Angeles to Las Vegas high-speed rail line. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Always a pleasure to talk Lifeline Connect. Jamie Carls, how are you?
Good, Stevie. Good to be here.
Assistant Director of Lifeline. Tell people what Lifeline is and does.
Lifeline Connect is a men's residential recovery center. We're a 12-month program. We are faith-based. We are in Urbana, Illinois. And in October, we'll be celebrating our 17th year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. We've helped... well over 100 guys come through the program and change their lives, and helping them get off of drugs and alcohol and get a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
And it works.
It works.
It works. Yes. Abraham Orozco, how are you?
I'm good. I'm
good. Get nice and close to that microphone like you're Mick Jagger. There you go.
All right.
Abraham Orozco?
Yes, sir.
Orozco?
Yes, sir.
I want to say it right. You say it.
Orozco.
Orozco. Abraham, tell me your story. What happened to you?
Oh, well, I started off young doing drugs, you know, thinking it was fun and not really realizing it was going to be a problem one day. And just recently before I got here, I was 41 years old, living back with my parents. I have a good job I was about to lose. And I was so lost in my addiction that I'm so lost and bound by drugs, I didn't have no way out. I was on the verge of suicide, and my family reached out to my to their pastor there in Beeville, Texas, that if he could find me help, and they found this place. And, man, I'm so thankful for this place, because I wouldn't be alive right now if it wasn't for Lifeline Connect.
Had you been through other places?
No, sir.
You'd never done anything?
No kind of
treatment. How did you reach the point of saying, I give up, I'm done, I can't do this?
I was so lost. I had no hope. I felt helpless and hopeless, and I was about to give up, and thank God they found me this place.
Jamie, so you connect with Abraham, but it's not a given you even take him, right? Abraham had to be committed to do this.
You have to be committed. Yeah, it takes a lot to commit to a 12-month program, but you know, it for me, I'm a graduate of the program, and it just, I was at rock bottom, and no hope at all. And it's like, I knew I was sick. Something's got to change. I was 46 years old when I came in the program, and I just knew, I got honest with myself and said, this isn't the life that I know God had for me. And there's something wrong with me, and I got to figure out what that is. And that's what we do at Lifeline Connect. We go after the core issue of why guys use drugs and alcohol.
Abraham, can you put into words what the peace feels like?
Oh, it's indescribable. I've never felt this much peace and joy in my life. Now I always say, when I got here, I had this much hope, and now it's indescribable. Actually have hopes and dreams now.
How long have you been here?
I'm going on 7 months.
Okay, so it's 5 more months and he's on track to do great things. What do your parents think?
Oh, they're so thankful for this place. They love it. And it feels good. Every time I talk to them, they tell me they're proud, and that just helps me push more forward.
And I'm so excited.
And that's
you,
the
Abraham.
Other cool thing, if I may say something, just in Abraham's family and their lives, Lifeline Connect's making a difference in Abraham's life, but it's also making a difference in his family's life as well.
Well, you're changing generations, are you not?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is like, okay, Abraham's going to go and do great things. He's got a long life ahead of him. So what about his family and their family? And there, it's a ripple effect.
He's got boys, yeah.
How old are your boys?
I have a 13, a 21, a 22, and a 26.
Well, how do they feel about everything?
Oh, man, they're so thankful that they're finally getting their dad back.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so What can people do to learn more about this? I know you have a lunch. Is that tomorrow?
So tomorrow, September 7th at 12 o'clock at 2107 North High Cross Road, we are having a lunch. Actually, Abraham here is preparing the lunch. We're having Taco Thursday.
Come on, man. All right.
And if you're an individual or a business that wants to look into supporting Lifeline, it's an informational luncheon. Come on out. Visit us. You'll be able to tour our facility, meet the staff, meet the residents. And, you know, we are just looking, we are looking to raise our yearly operating budget. And we want local businesses to come on board with us and support us. What better thing can you do than support an organization and all the money stays right here in your community? And we produce men, the program produces men that are making a change, making a difference in the community.
Abraham, when you meet others that have gone through this program, it gives you even more hope to know, hey, man, look what they're doing. They're doing great.
Yes, sir.
It really fires you up, I would think.
Yeah, there's a lot of hope.
So what are your plans when you leave?
Well, I'm still trying to figure that out.
Well, it'd be a lot of options for him, right?
Absolutely. He's about ready to go to work. You know, he's in this far along in the program, 6 months, 7 months, that he'll be able to start working a job. And
that's exciting.
Who knows what God has for him.
Well, it's we are really in a point here in our lives where we need God more than ever.
Absolutely.
All of us need God more than ever. Absolutely. There are more drug problems. Tell me about Lifeline Connect and the people that go through the program and then get back on drugs. You have any idea? What's your success rate?
Our success rate is over 70%.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
over 70%. Were you talking about this?
Of guys that come through the program and stay off drugs and lead a successful life after they leave the program. And they stay connected. That's how they do it. Stay connected with us, have accountability and the support around them.
You can't let your guard down, Abraham. Just got to keep it up. I mean, I think it's important that everybody believes that they're vulnerable.
Absolutely.
They're not all that. Sometimes people get in trouble because they, I got that. You better understand there are forces out there that can drag you down.
Yes, sir.
And you gotta be on your toes and pray.
Constantly.
You really have to. And it can be wonderful. And it's a peace that transcends all understanding. And it's hard to explain that to people that are spinning their wheels all day long trying to look for things that'll make them happy. There's a book that they wrote. It's called The Bible, and a lot of answers are right there. All the answers are right there. Guys, I appreciate you. We're just so happy for you, Abraham, your new life.
Thank you.
It is a blessing and a miracle that you found Texas, the Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy for what's ahead for you. And Jamie, keep up your good work.
Thank you, Stevie.
It's wonderful to promote you guys and to know that there's hope for everybody.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming by. And tomorrow again, what do? They show up?
They can show up. Give me a call at 217-402-2886. Let me know that you're coming, and we'll make sure we have a seat for you. And or visit us at lifelineconnect.org.
A lot of places want your money, and there's a lot of great causes. But, boy, when you see it, when you look at Abraham and you say, man, I'm helping this man change generations, not just his life, but people all the way down the line. What better cause? Nice to see both of you.
Thank you, Stevie.
Jamie, Abraham.
Thank you.
Blessings to both. Thank you so much for being on. ESPN 93.5.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebate on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Here's a look at local news. The person suspected of shooting two of his relatives in rural Kenny Sunday has been found dead. Jose Munoz, wanted in connection to the murder of his father-in-law and the attempted murder of his son on Kenny Road. 78-year-old John Wesley Anderson died. 21-year-old Keegan Antonio Munoz shot multiple times. Champaign County Crime Stoppers looking for a man who used phony cash last month at a Walgreens. Police say the suspect went into the store at 302 East University Avenue in Urbana August 23rd to deposit cash into a Cash App account. He gave the cashier five $100 bills. That store officials later learned were counterfeit. Construction takes place today on John Street in Champaign. Crews performing storm sewer lining, which will close one westbound lane of John Street between Chicago Avenue and McKinley Avenue. Work planned to be done this afternoon. Minor delays are expected in the work zone. As always, you're encouraged to drive safely. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
When we put family first, we create moments that last a lifetime. We pass memories down through generations. But we can all declare, I remember when.
Far side, right. Pat Bryant, touchdown. Isaiah Williams turns upfield, 45, 40, trouble, he's sacked. Seth Coleman.
It's your turn to create these memories. Illinois football season tickets are on sale now for as low as $99 at FightingIllini.com.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana or online at BlossomBasket.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Hope the holiday spell treated you kindly. Weather, by and large, did, although the heat and humidity are certainly into play, and that was evident certainly from Saturday on and includes the next couple of days across the area. As we tickle 90 this afternoon, still can't rule out a stray shower this morning and maybe not a thunderstorm this afternoon. South wind and humidity levels will again climb. Warm and humid for tonight. An isolated shower or thunderstorm around in spots this evening. Low down to 74. Tomorrow will be approaching cold front later in the day. Very warm and humid, partly sunny sky, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms again later morning into the afternoon. The high around 87 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms earlier tomorrow night. Winds will shift to west-northwest and a low down to 63. Cooler and less humid for the day on Thursday. Partly sunny and 76, up to 75 on Friday. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday and Monday. Next chance for a couple of showers in here either late Tuesday or Wednesday of next week with temperatures near seasonal levels. For CVG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Ugh, I don't have time for a cold.
Honey.
Honey?
You need DayQuil Severe Honey flavor.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe Honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious. Power through your day, medicine.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, get the whole store.
Yeah, we do have a Stever offer. We are giving away steaks.
Yeah.
If you're interested in Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford, and what you do is go to GoStever.com, you click accept. You can only win this once a year. I've just made that edict because so many want this. So let's spread it around. Uh-huh. You know what it tastes like if you had one. And go back.
Get the frog dressing on your salad to start. I like the Brussels sprouts as a side because I don't know what he does. Kind of grills them.
Yeah, I don't know. The Brussels sprouts are a secret formula. Frog dressing's a secret formula.
The mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is a secret formula.
Back smoke kick to it.
I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, he won't
fantastic.
Tell me. He won't tell me either.
It's 310 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Gifford.
So $50 to go eat steak in the next 10 days.
That's a Wednesday through Saturday night, 5 to 9. Yeah. And I think Wednesday and Thursday, I know I've ordered the shish kebabs on those nights. And there's some fried options also that he doesn't normally offer on Friday and Saturday. So it's a great place to just
really
take that
is.
Special
yeah.
someone.
Yep. Okay, that's GhostStever.com where I hand you money, you eat it, keep the stuff. Because I certainly don't want your food back. So, and you have to fill out your survey when you're done. Okay, so we got Illinois football on Friday night. That's exciting because we're 1-0 undefeated.
Right now, Kansas 3.5-point favorites.
Yep, that's perfect. And I think that starting quarterback that is all this heralded is going to be playing in that game. They had the backup, and they won easily. They beat somebody that they should have beat, I guess, 48-17. So Kansas is off and running. There's only 47,000 seats in Lawrence, Kansas. Mm. It's a basketball place.
Okay.
But they'll fill it for Illinois. It'll be sold out. It'll be a raucous crowd because they're not. It's kind of like Indiana.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Indiana's good at football, that kind of thing.
That's right.
So they're getting better at football out there. They got a coach out there that's been successful at every level. So he's bringing the Jayhawks around. Great.
Just so we've got that on Friday night. Of course, the NFL season tomorrow with Detroit at Kansas City. Another little spotlight of the NFL season, Bears-Packers at Soldier Field. That's a 3:25 kickoff. And if you want to watch with a whole lot of fun, it's the patio party at Pia's with grilling out the brats, hot dogs, and tenderloins starting at noon. They have Bears tickets and a Justin Fields jersey.
Wow, let's go.
As prizes. It's a 3:25 kickoff on Sunday the 10th.
Well, you won't have Aaron Rodgers to say, I own you this year.
That's right.
He's with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a team. Packers will be pretty good, actually. Bears will be better. Justin Field is your key. And he's just got to protect his body. He just can't get hit by these big guys very much without going down. I mean, that's just physics. So here's hoping. I think the Bears will be much improved. They won 3 games last year. They had the first pick in the NFL draft, and they traded that away. So we'll see what the Bears do with the Packers, but the Packers are not going to be bad. You know, we don't know what their new quarterback was. The guy's just Love. His last name's Love, Justin
okay.
Love. Anyway, whatever, he's taking over for Aaron Rodgers, but the rest of the team's still there.
Yeah.
So I think the Packers might be a little better than you think.
Okay. Well, the college football poll has come out, and it's Georgia's number one, Michigan at number two, Alabama, Florida State, who decidedly beat LSU over the weekend. They're number four now, and Ohio State at number five. Penn State is number seven. And that's who we'll have Saturday, September 16th at 11 a.m.
Yeah, Penn State's real, real good. So it would obviously set up a very, very nice crowd if we can beat Kansas. That would be a minor upset to go out and beat Kansas. If we lose to Kansas, lose to Penn State, beat Florida Atlantic, we end September at 2-2, which many thought would be the case. But maybe we can exceed expectations. And again, keep watching the Toledo Rocket scores. Every week, check on the Toledo score. And I'd be willing to bet a whole dollar that they're not going to lose again this year. That's my dollar bet is they're not going to. Toledo's going to go 11-1. I think they're way above a MAC team. They got size. They got experience. They got a very talented quarterback. And they're well coached. So I think that's Toledo's only loss of the year.
We seem to be seeing a lot of highlights for number 22 now, Colorado. They're facing Nebraska at 11 a.m.
What Deion Sanders, and by the way, we were on a yacht in Miami at the New Orleans Super Bowl, and I'm standing next to Deion Sanders talking to him.
Nice.
Nicest guy in a suit.
He just has this kind of cool persona.
Well, and apparently I didn't know he had a, you know, kind of a born-again experience.
Oh, great.
When he was drinking and low, and then he found Jesus, and then all of a sudden he's recognizing Jesus in his postgame.
Okay.
And it's the Colorado Buffaloes have been good in the past, but horrible. 86 new players on that team.
Wow.
Deion says, why would I keep players that don't know how to win?
Okay.
Oh, he got a new team.
He's cleaning house there in Colorado. Again, they've got Nebraska at 11 a.m. Our game against Nebraska will be October 6th at 7 o'clock.
That's a Friday?
I don't know. I have a feeling
we have another
so.
Friday night, right?
I think that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the thing Saturday Toledo was about perfect because you had all day.
Yeah.
You don't have to go all day.
It was a nice way to get into the season with the tailgaters setting things up early.
And then all of our retail friends actually could go to the game.
Yeah.
Because it's a night game. So Friday night might be better for, like, you know, Chad at Kelsey's Furniture. Might be able to get away.
That's right.
On a night versus a Saturday afternoon when retail's in full swing.
And keep in mind, when we do our live broadcast at Pia's, we've got three more coming up. That's the Friday before the game. On Saturday, where we're handing out a lot of great tickets and jerseys. We had a Coach Brett Bielma signed football that we handed out, and it was great that Ben Quattrone came with four 50-yard line tickets and a parking pass.
That's Sarah Champagne, Ben Quattrone. Mm-hmm. All right, sports headlines at 8:46.
St. Louis Cardinals win. The final was 10-6 yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night at Truist Park in Atlanta, the Cardinals played long ball with a long ball hitting Atlanta team. Home runs by O'Neill. Two for Gorman, one for Walker, and a 10-6 win.
Really big win for the Cardinals, and great for Jordan Walker to do that in front of so many family and friends in Atlanta where he grew up. Miles Michaelis picked up the victory. He got a quality start in the game. He did give up three solo home runs, but this is a very good Braves team. The Braves came back late in the game, and nice to have Ryan Helsley finish it off in the ninth.
Well, the Cardinals were able to build a big lead, but two runs in the sixth and three in the eighth inning made it interesting until Gorman put a charge into a second home run.
And also great defense along the way. Tommy Edman made two spectacular plays in center. Newt Barr made a nice play in right.
The Cardinals go for two in a row in Atlanta and three in a row overall behind Dakota Hudson. But in the way, Spencer Strider, 16-4. On the air tonight from Atlanta at 5:25, Ricky will go over the lineups. I'll bring you the first pitch at 6:20.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs win 11-8. Seiya Suzuki once again with the big bat, as you heard it on US 105.9.
Swinging a drive, deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Ball game is tied. Seiya Suzuki.
It was a six-run seventh inning. Jordan Wicks on the mound for the Cubs with a 1-20 start against Alex Woods for the Giants. And Kansas City beat the Chicago White Sox. I thought I saw on the crawl that it was a balk pitch with the bases loaded.
That
hurts the White Sox.
Yeah.
7-6 was the final with the Royals on top. It's a 6:40 start. Let's see, on the U.S. Open, we keep seeing some highlights. Coco Gauff wins in straight sets to reach the U.S. Open finals or semifinals, a second major semifinal appearance. So Coco Gauff fans are happy. Madison Keys in action tonight at 6. Novak Djokovic and Ben Shelton will be in the semifinals on Friday if you needed an update on all of that. We've pretty much hit everything. I know on the Illinois volleyball side, the University of Illinois Chicago went down 3-1. And next up for our Illini volleyball team, now 4-1 on the season, Notre Dame, Thursday at 6.
All right, it is 8:49 ESPN 93.5. We'll check your weather with Greg coming up.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority. Hey, it's Stevie J. I have a Stever offer for you. The Stever is where Stevie J gives you money and you spend it and keep the stuff. You have to use it within 7 days, then tell me what you thought about the business when you're done. Today, from the Long Branch Restaurant, Long Branch up in Gifford, Illinois, Donnie and Hunter and Taylor and the team, they provide steaks and some other great food as well. So here's the deal. I'll give you $50 if you want to go up there and eat. $50 from the Long Branch. Go to GoStever.com. If you don't have a free account, sign up. Click accept when you see the offer, and you might just get yourself $50 to go to the Long Branch Restaurant. They're up in Gifford, Illinois. Beautiful Gifford. And again, it's our Stever offer of the day. GoStever.com. Click accept. You have to use this within 7 days, so check your calendar. Long Branch is open Wednesday through Saturday. All right? $50, Long Branch, GoStever.com. GoStever.com. Welcome to Sarah Champaign, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick, your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida. Champaign, Van Anvis, Saturday, and this spell of late season heat and humidity continues on, but relief inside for the day. Tomorrow, at least an approaching cold front, we'll feel it on Thursday around here, and temperatures back down to more seasonal expectations over the weekend and early next week as well. And for folks looking for a little more rainfall, perhaps some of that into the forecast mid to late next week as well. Hot and humid again for the day today, partly sunny up around 90, and a slim chance for a stray shower this morning, maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Warm and humid for tonight. Isolated shower thunderstorm around this evening. Low down to 74. Partly sunny. Very warm and humid for the day tomorrow. Somewhat better odds for a couple of showers and thunderstorms later morning and afternoon tomorrow in spots with a high around 87 degrees. So early evening showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Low down to 63. Cooler and less humid for the day on Thursday. Partly sunny, 76 for the mid-70s on Friday. Gorgeous weather for the weekend with mid to upper 70s for daytime highs. Overnight readings will bottom out in the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Yeah, Monday Night Football. I mean, Kansas City Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, and if anybody watched the Netflix special on quarterbacks, he's unique. He's a special dude. When he's playing, your team probably is going to win. But the Lions come in tomorrow night. Lions really got hot at the end of last year, and they're for real. I think they're a very good team. Plus, Chris Jones. You can kind of tell I got into fantasy this year.
I see.
Chris Jones, the nose tackle for Kansas City, is not playing, and he really is good. And he's a big difference maker, and he's not going to be playing this game tomorrow night, and I think that's going to affect the defense. Anyway, I would say that this game is going to be closer than you might think, and I think the Lions could kind of scare Kansas City. I don't know if they'll win. But I wouldn't be shocked if they did something special, because I think Lions might have something going on up there in their Detroit, Michigan. So
okay,
we'll see. But again, Patrick Mahomes, unbelievable.
Yeah, that's
the guy
right.
Is just a different level of competitor, and he's so good. But Travis Kelce's not playing tomorrow night, and he's the best tight end in football.
Okay.
He's their go-to guy for Patrick Mahomes, but he strained his knee or something. So, anyway, yeah, I did get into fantasy just a little bit, and I went through a draft and everything.
Is Christian in it, too?
Christian's like a PhD.
Okay, gotcha.
Christian's not as much as he was since he got kind of busy.
Are there other CrossFit guys
Yeah,
in
it's all
too?
CrossFit. All CrossFit but one.
Okay.
Anyway, there are 10 of us, and we went through a draft, and I knew very little about what I was doing.
Okay.
And who to draft and why to draft him and all these other things. So I got Josh Allen as my quarterback. He's Buffalo Bills. But I picked this Bijan Robinson.
Okay.
Rookie. As like my first pick.
How nice. That'll
be interesting.
We'll
see how nice it is.
Okay.
Anyway, it's not super into it, but kind of into it.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. God willing, we'll have John Decker, Great Television's White House correspondent, who's on the scene all the time in the swamp,
and
keeping track of the news and asking the hard questions.
Hear the show anytime at steviejay.com. Bring back some of our interviews. Very great to promote the ALS walk in our area on Sunday.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Back tomorrow, ESPN 93.5. Don't forget, gostever.com. You have a chance at steak from the Long Branch Inn, Rand and Gifford. I go through Rantoul. Enjoy your Wednesday.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weaver's. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I have a Stever offer for you. The Stever is where Stevie J gives you money and you spend it and keep the stuff. You have to use it within 7 days and tell me what you thought about the business when you're done. Today, from the Long Branch Restaurant, Long Branch up in Gifford, Illinois, Donnie and Hunter and Taylor and the team, they provide steaks and some other great food as well. So here's the deal. I'll give you $50 if you want to go up there and eat. $50 from the Long Branch. Go to gostever.com if you don't have a free account. Sign up, click accept when you see the offer, and you might just get yourself $50 to go to the Long Branch Restaurant. They're up in Gifford, Illinois, beautiful Gifford. And again, it's our Stever offer of the day. GoStever.com, click accept. You have to use this within 7 days, so check your calendar. Long Branch is open Wednesday through Saturday, all right? $50, Long Branch, GoStever.com, GoStever.com.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm JT Barnhart, the president of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. I want to start by just thanking our providers and our staff, our mission partners at the hospital for the great care that they take of our community in providing the services. One of the new offerings that we have coming up in the next couple of months, we've recruited an interventional pain provider who will be able to do some of those injections and procedures to help people who are struggling with long-term pain. In conjunction with that, we have an orthopedic spine surgeon that will work together with the interventional pain provider to really offer a robust spine pain service for the community of Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding areas. We have also brought in a brand new open heart surgeon. He is doing a really good job, really helping us expand our heart program to be a more regional heart institute at OSF in Urbana. And so I want to just continue doing the great things that we're doing around our cardiac program to offer a great service for the community.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana,